I'm here in Hanoi, in Vietnam, with Dao Khanh Khai Nguyen, who is with the Myanmar Chamber of Commerce, and she is in charge of corporate social responsibility, looking after the new investments that are coming in and trying to ensure that they're consistent with international human rights standards. Dao Khanh Khai Nguyen, my first question to you is, how do you feel the reform process has been in Myanmar, particularly because new investment has started to come in, and what are the human rights challenges?
The reform process, we have three pillars: political, social, and economy. The political reform is on the roll now, so it is doing very well. And with the social and economic, in the country, the political reform comes first, okay?
Yes.
So that we are recognized by the internationals, and the government trying to at the same time now trying to focus on the economy and social reforms. It comes at the same time, because with all these international recognized
yes.
standards, we just cannot come up with the economy.
Yeah.
So with the foreign investment, in the law also, it is stated very clearly that the businesses, the foreign businesses who come to invest in the country should have no harm to the society as well as to the environment. And there's a case, and another one is with the labor. We've got a lot of, in fact, the grassroots population is quite huge in the country, and people need the job. So the law stated that the unskilled workers, the investors, they must use 100% unskilled workers, the Myanmar nationals, and the expert and technical expert, they can employ the foreigners first, but after 2 years, 25% of the foreign experts should be technically knowledge transferred
right.
to Myanmar. And, you know, we have the law stated at 25% in 2 years, 50 in 4 years, and 75 in
right.
6 years, like that. So,
now, for the small and medium companies, what are the major human rights challenges?
To be frank, I am quite familiar with the labor right and
right.
labor standards, because, you know,
yeah.
we are trying to promote that in the industry. But with the human right, for me, it's a very broad aspect,
mm-hmm.
and I think I have to learn a lot more about the human right. And I do accept that respect human beings as human beings is one of the rights that human beings deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are doing in the businesses, we're trying to do in the businesses.
And looking ahead, how would you see the whole situation develop? Because on one hand, you have the US companies, which have the reporting requirements. Do you think too many demands are being placed on Myanmar business before they are ready for it?
How can I say? It's the two different issues
mm-hmm.
that we have talked here. Okay, for the U.S. businesses, they are developed already
yeah.
to a certain level, and for the Myanmar businesses, we are still striving to
mm-hmm.
to survive. You know, still. So, what? The setup one with them,
mm-hmm.
Systemized with them, still have to put in the system of our SMEs. And is this a challenge? Yes, this is a challenge,
mm-hmm.
because we need to give awareness to our people, and, you know, but I don't know, because I always used to say that as an Asian, ASEAN country, Asian
mm-hmm.
country, as a
yeah.
as a really Buddhism, we do have that kind of respecting social value of each
mm-hmm.
other. But in terms of the rights in the framework,
mm-hmm.
we need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, the legal framework,
yes.
yes.
The framework. Maybe some of the points in the framework, maybe we are complying with that without knowing that there is
right.
in the frame.
Right.
But maybe some of the frameworks we may not aware of. We need to study more
mm-hmm.
and learn more to put into our practice.
Well, Myanmar is on a very exciting path, and you know, elections are going to take place next year. So here's wishing you all the very best in your work and to the people and the future of Myanmar.
Thank you. That's what, as long as the business stays, we'll bring along the people with us. So for me, yes, the election will be held next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's sure. Okay. But who will win the election? We're not sure.
That nobody knows.
Yes. But whoever wins the election, we have to do our job.
Indeed, that's right.
Yes, yeah. We have to bring up our people together with us. That we all do.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.